We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new Center City restaurant takes an holistic approach to eating and drinking.
You have six questions based on your physiological, emotional, and your behavioral type. Once you answer all the six questions, it determines what kind of body type you are. And based on the body type, your drinks and your food is customized.
The menu is based on ancient Ayurvedic principles.
And 50% of our menu is vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 1726 Chestnut Street at the brand new Ancient Spirits and Grill with Chef Chris Tavares and owner Sham Nambala.
It's definitely not an Indian restaurant, but our cuisine is more into holistic nature, very Ayurvedic in principle, and we make sure that, like, you know, everything in this restaurant has a herbal element and aspect to it. It's the first holistic cocktail lounge in America, basically.
So not Indian, but like Far East?
Yeah, no. It's contemporary European with a lot of herbal twist.
Because I'm looking at your menu. There are some elements of your menu that kind of remind me of...
There are a couple of dishes which resembles Indian flavors. But, like, you know, we make sure that, like, the flavor profiles and everything is really not to the Indian palates, but general American palate. So we just make sure, and the best part is, like, you know, we customize the food based on their body type. When a guest comes to the restaurant, he scans a QR code. You have five to six questions, which are based on your physiological, emotional, and your behavioral type. Once you answer all the six questions, it determines what kind of body type you are. And based on the body type, your drinks and your food is customized.
How much of the concept was inspired by COVID and not touching menus and all that?
Exactly, because, like, you know, because of the COVID, we really need to boost up our immune system. And for that, you really need to eat healthy, be healthy, like, you know, think healthy, basically. That's where we thought, like, you know, this holistic nature of cuisine is really needed for this particular point. And we came up with this cuisine, and this is the first time nobody has ever tried.
So let's move over to your chef. So there are six, what did you say, characters?
Questions, basically.
Six questions for the Ayurvedic profile?
Yeah, there's actually, when you go to the QR code, when you answer these questions, it will give you your dosha type. And your dosha type is what aligns your body, your mind, and your whole body itself. So when you take it, the test, it will tell you what kind of dosha you are. And when the food comes to your table, it tells you that you should be eating this to keep your body in line.
So you're not ordering off the menu, or you're just getting recommendations?
It's a recommendation. Like, you know, it's not necessary. If the guest wants a holistic experience, he goes through the process. Or if he wants a regular menu, he can definitely have the menu and he can order whatever he wants by all means.
You don't want to get the recommendations and be like, but I don't eat mushrooms. Right?
And 50% of our menu is vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free. So, like, you know, we cater. More importantly, like, all the food, what we source it, it's completely 100% organic. We get from local farms and, like, you know, local community based. So it's more of a farm to table concept, and, like, you know, it's very herbal, very organic.
Sounds like a labor of love.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So tell me more about the food, how the menu was put together.
Sure. The menu was put together. Me and Sham did it together. And he kind of said what he wanted on the menu. And then I came up and created something that, you know, the flavors would meld together correctly.
So tell me about some of the holistic properties of the foods that you're serving.
Sure. So it's like turmeric. It prevents cancer, and it also helps you with your joints and your muscles. There's Bashwali powder, which is almost like a frankincense. We put this into the food, but it doesn't take over the flavor of the food. You just get all the elements into your bloodstream that will help you. Cocktails are heavily herbed, like the turmeric tide is one of our best sellers. All the cocktails are either infused or actually shaken or mixed with fresh herbs, so it takes on to that herbal flavors.
So will, you know, drinking alcohol be like good for me, healthy?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. In moderation, everything in moderation,
everything,
you know.
In balance. Yeah. That's all holistic is all about. Like, you know, you have to have the food in balance, you have to have the drinks in balance. So like, you know, that's where you have the doshas. Doshas are nothing but energies, basically. Like, you know, when all the three doshas are aligned, then you have a perfect balance, which means then you're good, basically.
What kind of a concept of that? What is a dosha? Is that an Indian concept?
It's an Ayurvedic concept. Ayurvedic concept is a 5,000-year-old science. People think it's a belief, but it's a science. And a lot of yoga originated from Ayurveda. And it's a proven, like, you know, everything, like, you know, nature chooses itself within itself. It's a way of life, how you eat, how you do your day-to-day activities. Everything has to be in balance. And like, you know, everything has to be suits to your body. Like, you know, it's holistic nature is just not the food. It's also about your emotional balance. And so the food is the first major aspect, basically. So like, you know, we just want to introduce this concept to Philadelphia and USA.
So usually, like, when you think of this type of thing, I think of it like in a yoga studio.
That's right.
You're putting it in a bar, restaurant, uh-huh, kind of evening.
Exactly. Because, like, you know, yoga is like more of a physical thing, like, you know, but like, you know, people would love to have and taste different the best flavor profiles with the use of great herbs, which are good for your body. And like, you know, and it's fun, like, you know, having herbal drinks always. So you cannot beat that. It's a great combination.
What are some of the cannot miss items on the menu?
Cannot misses, I right. guess, yeah, all items are actually, yeah.
Well, how many times do you have to come here to eat all the items?
I'd say probably a good 8 times that you'd have to come here. I mean, we do have 6 dosha menus, and if you just come here 6 times, you could have a different dosha for every time you visited.
Because your body is different, feeling
Everyone's
different,
you know, so if you didn't want to try that dosha, and maybe that dosha wasn't fitting you, you could go to a different dosha, see how you felt afterwards. So it's not a quick fix. It's not something that you come and eat, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, I feel great. It's more of a, not a lifestyle, but more of, you know, 2 or 3 months, you'll see the benefits of eating that way, you know.
So, like, what do you like? Give me like a couple highlights.
So a couple highlights for me would be the grilled octopus. So that we get that from Portugal. We also have rack of lamb here, and we also have the traditional kebabs, which are also, you know, one of our favorites.
And so if you come in, you look at the QR code, answer a couple of questions. Take me through the process. I know that we, like you said, you answer the questionnaire. Does it just pop up like, this is what we recommend you try?
So when you scan the QR code, like, you know, the app pops up, and like, you know, it asks for either you coming for lunch or dinner. Let's assume you're going for dinner. Basically, like, you know, once you select the dinner, a bunch of questions pop up, like, you know, 5 questions. How is your sleep? How is your digestion? How is your physique? What's your state of mind? Questions like this. So based on that,
Very interesting. You know, it's very interesting to me, mm-hmm, to be doing a questionnaire like that if you're on a romantic date with somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, you know, you're absolutely right. Like, you know, because people love to have a different kind of experience. So that's exactly what we create. And if you see here, I mean, like, you know, this is the app.
Yeah, you're pulling it up on your phone as we're talking.
That's right. Yep. Exactly. So now let's press dinner. And here you go down. Now, how would you describe your activity? I'm very active. Good and substantial. How is your digestion? Good and substantial. What describes the state of mind? I'm aggressive and intelligent. How do you usually sleep? My sleep is short, but deep. So, like, you know, what is your physique? I have strong physique, basically. This is my body type, Pitta. And I have Pitta menu, Pitta vegetarian menu, and a 5-course tasting menu, basically. You can select whatever you want. And, like, you know, if I'm a Pitta and, like, you know, I'm complete vegetarian, I go and choose the vegetarian menu. So, like, you know, you have the, this is completely vegetarian. Heirloom carrot soup, red lentil, paneer scrimosa, eggplant strati, sambuca poached pear. These are all 5-course vegetarian menu, basically. This is the soups. which fits my body type. So like, you know, I can select anything which definitely goes with my body. Red lentil, watermelon salad, herb salad, avocado crudo. You know, these are the four appetizers which suits me in the whole menu.
Now, as you're putting this together, mm-hmm. how do you know what suits what body type?
Because obviously based on the questions I answered, like, you know.
What kinds of things, like a bigger person, a smaller person?
So Vata is basically like, you know, Vata is basically, it's air. Air and ether, and Pitta is fire, and Kapha is water and earth. So like, you know, it's parts of nature. Like, you know, in Sanskrit, based on Ayurveda, you call it Panchabhutala, which is like five aspects of your life, which is like, you know, sky, air, earth, water, and fire. These are the nature, five parts of nature, basically. And all these, your body types is like either water or the fire or air, basically. It's five main things of nature. So like, you know, that's how Ayurveda.
So if you're fire, is it like super spicy?
No, it's like, you know, because obviously, like, you know, I'm in the middle of, like, you know, because every body type has Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. They have their own different characteristics, basically. Behavioral characteristics, physical characteristics. Vata is a person who is very lean. Like, you know, he can eat red meat. But a person who is Kapha, like, you know, who is a little on a heavier side, it's not good for him to have a red meat because that's a lot of cholesterol. Like, you know, it definitely helps you to just make sure that, like, you know, you should not eat what you're not supposed to eat. At the end of the day, it all matters, like, you know, how you balance yourself out. And these doshas basically will definitely help you to maintain your balance. And like, just like, you know, in the Western culture, you have like ectomorph, endomorph, and mesomorph, different kinds of body types. That's exactly what Ayurveda has also. It's a pretty much same concept, but like, you know, it is more, nobody has tried with it. So like, you know, because people in India especially, they did all these things because it's 5,000-year-old. Yoga really came from Ayurveda. The Kama Sutra came from Ayurveda. All this stuff, basically, like, you know, it is exactly the way you life, how you have to eat, how you have to exercise, how you have to keep your emotional balance, mental balance, how you have to love people, what is the art of love making, everything. It's a holistic way of your lifestyle.
And when people walk into the restaurant, mm-hmm. Talk to me about the design and what you want people to get out of this.
So basically, like, you know, this is a 7,000 square foot restaurant. It's 150 people. So we have the first floor with a 40 feet bar. It's a beautiful bar. Like, you know, if you can, I really want you guys to go and check out our Google page or Instagram page, basically, where you can see the pictures of the bar and all.
Instagram is?
It's Ancient Spirits and Grill, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's the handle for Instagram. And like, you know, when you see the bar on the first floor, you can really feel that herbal feeling. Like, you know, everything, all our bartenders and mixologists, they literally take the herbs on the top of the bar and they mix it with the shake it or mix it in front of the guests, basically. So all these things are...
Don't all bars do that?
I don't know. Fresh herbs, obviously, because all our juices are fresh. We freshly squeeze our juices. All our syrups are homemade. All the syrups where we infuse different kinds of herbs and spices, we do it in-house. And I mean, the cocktail menu is curated in such a way. It requires a lot of... because it's not like a regular cocktail bar. It's definitely not like a... it's not like craft cocktails where, like, you know, you do simple syrups and just try to make a beautiful cocktail. But like, these are so, there's a lot of planning, there's a lot of testing, basically. It's been validated, and like, you know, we make sure that, like, you know, the flavor profiles are intact, and on top of it, it's very healthy. And it's fun, basically.
Yeah.
So that's
how... like to go to a bar exactly, and drink good herbs.
Good.
And
like, you have a good feeling, basically, that you're happy, you're drinking well, like, you know, you're having fun. At the same time, you're taking care of your health, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a combination of things. And we have great mocktails where people can really come and have herbal mocktails, basically. All our wines, we have a great selection of 50 plus wines. And these wines are organic, completely organic, biodynamic, and minimal intervention. Sulfite content is very less in the kinds of, because that helps you your body to be like, you know, maintain your doshas, basically. So that's how. And we have a great selection of draft beers, 16 tab beers on first floor and 16 tab on second floor. We have a beautiful service bar on second floor, and we have on the third floor, we have a 30 people conference room for the power lunches, and we have a 70 people party hall, basically. So
where's the yoga studio?
You can make that as a yoga studio too. Because we have, in fact, a lot of people from yoga studios, yoga studio owners, coming and trying to have sessions up at our third floor.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of inquiries are going on, like, you know, it's... And we encourage them, basically, because, like, you know, I don't... Obviously, this is a restaurant and a fun place, not a holistic center, but we are introducing the first phase of holisticness to Philadelphia.
Food.
Yeah, food, that's right. Yeah.
And the decor, I noticed some beautiful doorways that you put on the walls,
that's right.
Your, you know, sparkling concrete walls. And, you know, it looks like...
The banquets are completely, like, you know, velvet. And because, obviously, we had a great interior designer. Her name is Grantha. And, like, you know, she... I explained her the concept. I made sure she understands it. And, like...
How would you describe the design?
Very elegant, contemporary, classy. And whenever you come to Ancient Spirits, you feel that, like, you know, you're being always welcomed. And, like, you know, it's we and most importantly, we make sure that everything is sanitized, and like, you know, everybody is with masks. Like, you know, whoever works, they follow the COVID aspects very. We have that very. We make sure that those things go very, like, you know.
So before we wrap up, I just want to ask you about the double entendre of the name, the double meaning, Ancient Spirits.
Double meaning. Yeah. Because obviously, like, you know, we named it Ancient Spirits because, like, you know, this, the concept, because the whole concept of holistic cuisine is based on the principles of Ayurveda, and Ayurveda is very ancient. It is one of the ancient sciences in the world, basically. So, like, you know, based on that, and, you know, if you see our logo, it is Sahasra Chakra. Sahasra Chakra is, you have chakras, six chakras in your body, and Sahasra Chakra is the seventh one above your body, which is enlightenment, which is like Nirvana, basically. You every chakra helps you to alleviate and enlighten you in each different way, basically, like, you know. So Sahasra Chakra is our logo, which means, like, you know, you're introducing, you're enlightening people, basically. So that's about Ancient Spirits.
Spirits and enlightenment, but, you know, it also means alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely. Alcohol, like, you know, herbal alcohol. Herbal way of drinking, yeah, you know.
Where did you get so interested in the chakras, the Ayurvedic...
Because, like, you know, I'm a yoga guy by myself. So I like... I've been practicing yoga for 20 years. And obviously, like, you know, even right now, even my busy schedule, I make sure that, like, you know, I do yoga at least 4 days a week. Because it's not like I have to. I enjoy it. I truly enjoy it. I truly believe in it. And, you know, makes me healthy, makes me feel good.
So do you take Chef and go, all right, we're going to the yoga studio?
I take him. I guarantee
not
that.
Yet. No, we're not at the... We're busy.
Sure.
We're busy here.
Right now. Yeah, yeah.
You'll get there.
I will get there. Yeah. Eventually, we'll get there. So.
Well, he'll take me to fishing. I'll take him to yoga. How about that, Chris?
Absolutely. It's a deal.
All right, well, Ancient Spirits and Grill is open now at 1726 Chestnut Street. Sham Nambala is the owner. Thank you so much. And Chef Chris Tavares is the executive chef. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.